Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with Anwar al-Salah, yesterday we had discussed in regards to the request a person puts before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when he commences his salah. And here we said that a person, when he comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he raises his hand, he surrenders from the both the worlds, he throws them aside, it is only him and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then a person, he praises Allah ta'ala with the sana, and then a person reads Surah Fatiha, where he presents his request of hidayat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And then we did the brief translation of Qul huwallahu ahad. That here we are saying how Allah Ta'ala is independent, and this is like a pauper. He's standing before Allah Ta'ala, who is the king of all kings. And a person goes before a person of dunya, he will also give you something. So when we're standing like that before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the most generous from among the generous ones. So now we come to the next section of ruku, qawma and sajda. When a person makes ruku, then what is the position of ruku? When he comes up into the standing position, which is the qawma position and the sajda position. So he said, or jis wa muflis, inayate be nihayat, us badsha alija ki malum karta hai. When this pauper, this poor person, he comes to know of the unlimited kindness of Allah Ta'ala, blessings of Allah, favor of Allah upon him, the favor of this great king, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon him, that Allah Ta'ala now is showering his favor, his kindness upon me in salah. Bari ta'zeem se arzu pabosi ki karke jukta hai. Then with great honor, with the desire of kissing the feet of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a person now bends his back. Now let us understand here that Allah Ta'ala doesn't have feet like how we have feet. Laysa kamithlihi shay'. There is nothing like Allah Ta'ala. So here when you're talking about kissing the feet, it refers to extreme closeness, love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It doesn't mean anywhere that Allah Ta'ala has feet and a person wants to kiss the feet of Allah Ta'ala. When somebody is favoring his kindness upon you, person calls you, he feeds you, he makes you stay at his place. Now there's love that pours out of your heart, you also want to thank that person, you want to go out of your way for that person. So in salah, when the kindness of Allah Ta'ala is showering upon us, so at that time, with great ta'zeem and honor, a person desires to be extremely close to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So here he translates this, he expresses this as desiring to kiss the feet of Allah Ta'ala. Now a person, he went forward halfway. Or kehta hai, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. And he says, Allah, you are Pak, my Rabb, you are Pak, you are pure. My Rabb that is most great, you are most pure. Allah Ta'ala is free from every type of fault. Pak hai mera sahib bari azmat wala. Ruku dalalat karta hai is baat par ke huzur mein basabab azmat ke peet meri jhuk gayi. Now what does this ruku indicate? When we went into ruku, this ruku indicates that when I was in the presence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then because of the greatness of Allah, Allah ta'ala is so great, because of the greatness of Allah ta'ala, my back has now bent. I have now bent my back because of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. This is what ruku indicates. That Allah, you are so great that I am prepared to bend down and bow down to you. Baad is ta'zeem ke dua hai. Now after this, expressing this greatness of Allah, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, now is dua. What is the dua? Is tarapar ke sami'a Allahu liman hamida. In this way, that now a person, after expressing the greatness of Allah, he says that sami'a Allah, Allah Ta'ala has heard that person, liman hamida, that person that has praised him. Suni Allah Ta'ala ne iski baat jisne saraha. Allah Ta'ala has heard the speech of that person that has prayed him. Use baad dua ke madah aur sana hai. Now after this dua, sami Allahu liman hamida is referred to as a dua. Now after this dua is the praises of Allah. What we say, Rabbana lakal hamd. So this is the praises of Allah. So after this dua is the praises of Allah. Ise kharay hokar kahe. When he says, sami Allahu liman hamida. Now you made this dua, now stand up and read this dua. رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي كَمَا يُحِبُّ وَيَرْضَى رَبُّنَا. That, O our Rabb, all praises belong to you, Allah. Every type of praise belongs to you, Allah. حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا. And not only just praise, but plenty of praises. Such praises are for you, Allah, that are totally pure, Ya Allah. That are full of blessings, Ya Allah. Just as he loves it and our Rabb is happy with it. So this is how a person praises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But it's coming later on that this Rabbana lakal hamd hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbuna. This is not in faraz namaz. This must be read only in the nafil namazes. So here he says, Ay sahib, that translation which I translated now, Ay sahib, hamare teri hi tarif hai. that O Allah, that all praises belong to you. Bohot tarif paak, jis mein khubiya hai, aisi tarif jise dost rakhe aur razi ho hamara sahib. So this is the translation of it. Ye khare hona piche ruku ke dalalat hai, is par ke is aajizi par main mustaqim hua. Now this standing up, after a person was in ruku, where he praised Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he found that the kindness, the mercy of Allah ta'ala is showering on him, so he bowed down, he went into ruku. Now when he came up, what does this indicate towards a person? That oh Allah, that ajizi, that humbleness, when I went down, I became humble before you. That I am remaining firm and steadfast on this humbleness. That now that I have come up, on that humbleness, I remain steadfast on that humbleness. Ye khara hona wajib hai. This standing up now, this is a wajib of salah. So sami Allahu liman hamida, when a person came up into the qoma position, in the standing position, the ruku was fard. And the qoma position, it is a wajib. So here he writes, Shubha wale ko chahe ke durre mukhtar aur kitabe misre kanz aur viqaya ko deke. Those people that have doubt, I said that this position is wajib. So if anybody has doubt in this, that is this a wajib of salah or not, they should check the kitabs like Durr-e-Mukhtar. Durr-e-Mukhtar is a fatwa kitab. Allama Shami rahmatullahi kitab. They should check this fatwa Shami. Or kitabs like Kanz, Kanz al-Daqaiq, that is taught in the Darul Uloom also. A kitab of fatwa. Or Wiqaya, a fiqh kitab, Sharhul Wiqaya. That check all these kitabs. What do they say in regard to this posture of qawma, whether it's wajib or not. Ilm ke bajaye, qawl-e-sahi par ye dua parni sunnat hai. He says, leave our discussions of knowledge aside now. Besides the discussion, the knowledge, the discussions amongst the scholars, he said the correct view is this, that to read this dua, Allahumma Rabbana lakal hamd, Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, or the long version that is here, that he says reading this dua after saying Sami Allahu liman hamida, this is a sunnah. Or janna chahe ke ab waqt paabosi ka hai. Now understand that now you have said, you have praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after the dua you have come up. Now is the time to actually kiss the feet of Allah ta'ala, which I mentioned, this is the extreme closeness of Allah ta'ala, love for Allah ta'ala. Pabosi kahe, sajda kije, aur kahe, subhana rabbi al-a'la. Now a person must go into sajda, and in sajda a person says, pure is my Rabb, Allah ta'ala is most pure. That being, that Rabb of mine, who is most high. Paak hai mera sahib, bahut uncha, Allah ta'ala is pure, Allah ta'ala is paak. That my Rabb who is most high. Ruku aur sujood mein baqadre ek tasbih ke therna farz hai. Now in ruku and sajda, to read the tasbih three times, that is sunnat. But to remain in ruku for the duration of subhanallah, and to remain in sajda for the duration of one subhanallah, to remain for the duration of one subhanallah in ruku and sajda, this is farz. A person has to go into ruku for the duration of at least one subhanallah, and in sajda also he must remain there for the duration of one subhanallah. But to recite the tasbih three times, that is sunnah. Or teen bar tasbih mankul kehna sunnat hai, three times to read the tasbih, this is sunnat. Lekin mazmoon is mada aur sana ka muafiq apne hosle ke samajna bahut zaruri hai. But he said this subject matter where we are praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is very necessary that a person understands these praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala according to his capability and according to his ability. Every person, his capability, his ability is different. So according to each person's ability, he will understand the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. According to the iman of a person, what is the level of his iman, according to that a person will understand these praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ke baad ta'zim ke phir khara hona aur mada aur sanah ka arz karna aur pura sambal kar zameen par sar rakhna sunnat hai. Now he says this movement when a person was in ruku. Right, so we're not talking of the posture. The posture of ruku, that is farz. The posture of qawma, we said that is wajib. And sajda is also farz. The movement coming up from ruku, sami Allahu liman hamida. And then from qawma, the movement going into sajda. He said all these postures, after the ta'zeem of Allah, after expressing the greatness of Allah, which is Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, phir khara hona, to stand up. And then saying, Rabbana lakal ham, mada aur sana ka arz karna. Now you're saying, Rabbana lakal ham. Aur pura sambal kar zameen par sar rakhna. And thereafter, properly taking care, a person goes down and he places his head on the ground. This is all sunnat. this movement. Like we said, that the stars and the earth, they also in the ibadah of Allah. And the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala, they is their movement. They moving all the time. So in salah, we are also moving all the time. You're coming up, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Then you're going into sajda. So he said, all this movement, this is what is considered as sunnah. So we're learning the various postures of salah, what is the hukam and what is the ruling in regards to it. Janna chahiye ke ruku jo maqam bari ta'zim ka hai, isse banda ko malum hua ke tujh par bari inayat sahib ke hai. He says that a person should know that the ruku, which is a place of expressing great honor and greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the servant at that time, he comes to know that the favor of Allah ta'ala, when I'm in ruku, the favor of Allah, the kindness of Allah is just showering upon me. I was performing salah, I presented my request, now I went into ruku, the favor of Allah ta'ala is showering upon me. Jo aisa maqam buzruk mein badun talab aur ijazat ki kisi naqib chobedar ke tujhko dakhal hua. Yeah, he also says the same thing. He says, here also, Allah ta'ala gave you such an elevated position. He gave you the tawfiq and the ability to lower yourself, to go into ruku. This also without the need of taking permission of any guard or any security. Allah ta'ala gave you free of charge this permission that come my banda and lower yourself before me. Usi waasta bohot si tarif karna hai, bohot si tarif karta hai, aur peshani apni khaak par rakhta hai. Now when you realize Allah ta'ala is so kind, he is showering his favors upon me, he gave me the tawfiq that without the permission of anyone I must come and lower myself before him, so shouldn't I be grateful to Allah ta'ala? So he says, because of this, now a person, he praises Allah ta'ala excessively, and he places this forehead now on the sand. On the sand he places his forehead. And in nafil namaz, three times we see normally in faraz we say three times Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-Ala, and the imam stands up. Yeah, in faraz namaz, you got to take everyone into consideration. There's elderly people that are here, there are sick people that are here, so everyone you have to take into consideration. The salah should be kept short, it shouldn't be lengthened, it shouldn't be made too long. But in nafil namaz, there a person can go seven times, person can go nine times, 11 times, Subhan Rabbi al-Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-Ala, oh Allah, you are so kind, you gave me the tawfiq of performing salah, putting my head before you. So praise Allah Ta'ala to a much greater extent. So he says, this is because Allah Ta'ala gave you permission to lower yourself before him without taking the permission of anyone. You don't need the permission of any human being. That's why he says, bar bar kehta hai, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. And again he says, that pure is my Rabb who is most high. Allah Ta'ala is most high. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most pure. When the love of Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart of a person, when that love is there, now three times and 11 times also is not even enough. A person, he will go on and on praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that what hasn't Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala given me. Mawlana Abdul Hafiz Sahib Makki, Rahmatullah Alayh, that he grew up Makkah Sharif, and in that particular area, in that environment, when you go to Makkah Sharif, everyone, they come, what's your Dalil? Everybody asks you for Dalil there. One day I was sitting reading Quran Sharif, so I kissed the Quran Sharif and closed it. So an Arab was sitting next to me. He says, what's your Dalil for kissing Quran Sharif? There everyone wants Dalil. So you mustn't get into arguments and all with them also. We do whatever we have to do, and we never go there to even look for the faults of other people. Don't worry what other people are doing. Do our work, and we leave from there. So nevertheless, so he grew up there, and there everyone asked Dalil. So his father, he sent him by Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh. Go and stay in Saharanpur with Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh. So he went to Saharanpur. So when he came there, he saw people are taking bayat over there. There there's Zikrullah taking place, Khanka taking place, all this. So he asked Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh, where's the Dalil? Where's the Dalil for all this? So Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh said, no Dalil. So he said, then why are you doing all this? He said, love of Allah Ta'ala. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, we make zikr. In the love of Allah Ta'ala is Khanka. In the love of Allah Ta'ala, all this. Then Abdul Hafiz Makki says that he reached that stage. He was Khalifa of the Shaykh Rahmatullah. He reached that stage where he says that everything is for the love of Allah. He says Hajj also is a manifestation of the love of Allah. Where you find a man running around Kaaba Sharif, just running like that. And then he takes out his clothes, he puts on two pieces of cloth. At home, he's a millionaire. What, how many suits he's got and what a bathroom he's got. Here in Mina and Muzdalifa, you're sleeping on the floor, no roof also on your head. And he's running with no topi in Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. What is this? This is the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So he says, Hajj is also the love of Allah. Fasting, a man is hungry, whole day there's no eating. Why are you staying hungry? He's got so much of food in his house. He can eat the best of food. But for what? The love of Allah Ta'ala. The wealth that you have, that greed that has come into the heart. Now why are you giving zakat? That greed, that love of dunya must come out. The love of that wealth must come out. The love of Allah Ta'ala must come into the heart. So everything for the love of. So when this love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now comes into the heart of a person, then a person can't stop. Even if you try to stop him, he's so much in that tasbihat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that nothing will stop him. Those people that are connected to masjid, even at this time, it's so difficult. You tell them to stop, they can't stop. They have to go to the masjid, no matter what the condition is. And people are going. Up to this day, they are going to the masjid. So this is that connection. When that love of Allah Ta'ala is there, then a man is on a different level altogether. Allah Ta'ala give us that. Now a person, his connection is with Allah. He's all the time with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Yeah, one is the dunya that we live in, where there is cause and effect. You know, that if I'm going to drink medicine, then I'm going to get better. Cause and effect. If I open my shop, Rozi is going to come. But when your connection is with Allah, it doesn't, your gaze doesn't remain here. That if I'm an open shop, then Allah will give me rozi. When there was lockdown and all the shops were closed, everyone was still eating. Nobody was hungry. And the poor people that weren't getting paid, Allah made it such that from the money of the wealthy, they got their risk also. When Syria had no food, and they were all sitting in the masjid, everything was taken away. The world zakat was going there, they got their rozi over there also. So our gaze won't only remain on cause and effect. It will be on Allah Ta'ala. That this medicine I'm taking is only the sabab. Without this also Allah Ta'ala can give me complete shifa. And if Allah Ta'ala wants to give me rozi, without working also Allah Ta'ala can give me rozi. That is the tawajjuh of a person should be there. When a bird is born, then the bird always looks up. Bird doesn't look down. Even the little nestling, it is looking up. Why? Because it knows one day I'm going to fly. So that's why it looks up. And when a goat is born, the goat looks down all the time. Because the goat knows that's my position. I'm going to remain over there forever. So when a person, his gaze is up, I want to reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We shouldn't keep our gaze only up to the path, up to dunya. But keep it beyond dunya. Then a person will reach Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Easy to talk, but Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. That love of Allah Ta'ala must come into the heart. Aur janna chahiye ke sajda maqam nihayat qurb. Or zuhur tajalliyat jamal badshah hi ka hai. And here a person should know that sajda is a place of extreme closeness to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Which Mu'arumi rahmatullahi alayhi says that one sajda, if Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq of making one proper sajda, it is better than the 200 countries of the world. That is the value of one sajda. It is a place of extreme closeness, and it is the place where the manifestation of the beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes place. Like a king, when people go before the king, how they lower themselves before the king, they bow down before, that's all kufr and shirk, bowing down before the king and doing all these things. Why? Because of the position of the king. Here, this is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is the place where a person should actually lower himself and bow down. So the beauty of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is been manifested over him. Ye banda mara ye hebat mazmoon jo nahi kehna aaya. Isi waasta hukam hua ke ek dam thir kar dusri baar arz kare. Now you went into sajda. You lowered yourself before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then the command is now come up into the jalsa posture and then make sajda again. So he says, what is the reasoning behind this? Which we call jalsa. When we're sitting between the two sajdas, that is jalsa. So he says, what is the reasoning behind the jalsa? What's the wisdom for this? He says that when a person, he went into sajda, now when you put your head down, now a person supposed to express himself, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. But the manner we supposed to express ourselves because of the awe of Allah Ta'ala. What is the position of Allah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his awe was such that people coming to Nabi al-Islam from 1 month's distance. 1 month's distance, they will be struck with the awe of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what is the position of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So here, a person could not express himself. So Allah Ta'ala says that now, because of this, the command has been given, wait, come up again. Take a break. Calm down. And now come back into sajda, and what you're supposed to express before Allah Ta'ala, now express it before Allah Ta'ala. Like the child, when he's doing his class. So sometimes the child, at home many times the parents say, they say he knew it perfect. He knew it perfect at home. But when he came into the his class, he just see the ustad sometimes, finished. The whole sabak, he's blank, he goes blank sometimes. Or sometimes before Tarawih, a person he knew his work. But now when he came onto the musalla, and there's all ulama standing there, hufaz that are standing there. And firstly, he's fearful to come on the musalla. When he comes on, now what he knew, so pakka, so well he knew, he went blank. So exactly the same way over here. Now a person, when he put his head down before Allah, what he was supposed to say, so to say, he went blank. So Allah Ta'ala said, now we tell the child, go back, go over the sabak and you come back. Now he goes over it a little bit, now he comes back, he's able to read the sabak. So exactly the same way here, that a person, now you sit up, you take a break a little bit, now you come back into sajda, and now you'll be able to express yourself. So he said, yeh banda mara yeh hebat mazboon jo nahi kehna aya, usi waasta hukam hua ke ek dam thehr kar dusri baar aras kare, that wait a little bit and now present whatever you want to present. Yeh mazboon hai jalsa ka, this is the subject matter, this is the jalsa. Aur jalsa mein yeh alfaz kehne nihayat khub hai aur sunnat hai. And to say these words in the jalsa posture is excellent, it is very good. A person should say these words, and it is sunnah to say these words. Hadith as-sahih mein aaye hai, wo ye hai. This has been mentioned in authentic books of hadith. Allahumma ghfir li warhamni wahdini warzuqni warfa'ni wajburni. That Allah forgive me, Allah have mercy on me. Wahdini, Allah give me hidayat. Warzuqni, Allah grant me rizq. The Muhafiz Rahman Sahib says, he always emphasizes in this dua. So he says that one day I taught the people this dua, and I said, warzuqni, Allah give me rizq. He said, one person said, there's risk in there. Please, this dua to me. I also want to learn this dua. So he says, Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, guide me, give me risk. Allah, elevate me, and Allah, remove all harm from my path. So this is the dua that a person makes in the jalsa posture. Ya Allah, bakhsh mujhe, aur raham kar mujh par, aur raah bata mujhe, aur sarfaraz kar mujhe, aur nuksan mera dur kar. Jalsa aur qawma mein, siwa in do duaon ke, aur bhi sahih hadithon mein, aur bhi sahih hadithon mein manqool hai. He says in the qawma posture, sami Allahu liman hamida, there that long dua we read, rabbana lakal hamd hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi kama yuhibbu wa yarda rabbuna. So there the dua that has been mentioned there, besides that dua and this dua Allahumma ighfirli warhamni, which is read in the jalsa, there are many other duas that have been mentioned in the authentic books of hadith. Lekin Hanafi mazhab mein aisa sabit hua hai ke wo duae agar nafil namaz ke qoma aur jalsa mein pare to sunnat hai. See, he says, but in the Hanafi mazhab, it has been proven that these duas, they must be read in the nafil namaz. In the qoma and jalsa of the nafil namaz day, it is sunnat. Only in the nafil namaz to read these duas, it is sunnat. Isliye ke farz namaz mein, in dua'o ka parna sunnat nahi. It is not sunnat to read these du'as, these lengthy du'as in the faraz namaz. Magar qawma mein, sami Allahu liman hamida, aur Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd, faraz namaz mein bhi sunnat hai. But in the faraz namaz, sami Allahu liman hamida, Allahumma rabbana walakal hamd, up to that point, that is sunnat. But to read the lengthy du'as, that is in the nafil namaz. Phir Allahu Akbar kehkar, zameen par sar rakhe, aur kahe subhana rabbil a'la. Then now you go for the second sajda. So a person says Allahu Akbar, and he puts his head onto the ground and he reads Subhan Rabbil Aala. So he says, aur janna chahiye ke jis waqt ruku ya sajda kare aur Allahu Akbar kahe, and a person should know when he makes ruku, when he makes sajda, and he says Allahu Akbar, Allah Taala is the greatest. He says Allahu Akbar. Is Allahu Akbar ke mazmoon ko usi tarah samjhe ke ek bar awwal mein samjha tha. Then they understand this Allahu Akbar, the subject matter of this Allahu Akbar, in this manner as you have understood it the first time. The first time how we understood it, when a person came for salah and he stood up and now he surrendered and he said Allahu Akbar, there was no one between him and between Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Every time a person says Allahu Akbar, that is how he should understand this Allahu Akbar. Ruku mein nazar paav par jamaye rakhe. When a person is in ruku, then your gaze should be on your feet. Aur Allah Ta'ala ki kibriyai aur barai aur apni zillat ka tasawwur kare. And now a person think of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. When a person has come down into ruku, what is the greatness of Allah? And think that I am nothing, I am humiliated, I am absolutely nothing. And if a person can bring this into his life, two qualities. If a person can bring into his life, very quickly reach Allah Ta'ala. The one quality is this, that I am nothing. I am absolutely nothing. And if we're nothing, then if somebody wants to say something, no problem. Let him say what he wants. Easy to say it. But when a person says it, then see what is our reaction. And then see how we perform. So, if a person really, if he says, I am nothing, then it is nothing. On one occasion, one of our akabirin, they were giving a bayan somewhere. So, one person told him that you're an illegitimate child. You're an illegitimate child. Now, the masjid is full to capacity. He is sitting on the minbar. And this person in that gathering, he gets up and he says, you're an illegitimate child. So Azhar didn't get angry. What did he say? He said that when my parents made nikah, they were witnesses to the nikah. And up to this day, the witnesses are present. If you want, come with me and I'll take you to the witnesses and they will then confess to it. So see, how angry we would have got. So a person, he must think that I am nothing. Then a person will very quickly, he'll reach Allah Ta'ala. And second is shukr. Everything shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah shukr on every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. That person, he will reach Allah Ta'ala very, very quickly. So he says a person should think that I am absolutely nothing. Or sajda mein naak par nazar rakhe. When sajda, your gaze is on your nose, the tip of the nose. You cannot see your nose, but the tip of your nose. Aur apni haqarat aur khaksari ka tasavvur kare. They also think, I am nothing, I am low, I am absolutely nothing. So in namaz we learn this humbleness. This humbleness. Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullahi, one day he was in Pakistan. And Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab Arifi rahmatullahi, was Khalifa Mullah Thani rahmatullahi. So he was sitting in the clinic. He was in the clinic of Pakistan. And Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullahi, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, and he is walking, carrying a pot in the streets of Pakistan. So he asked the people, he says, you'll know that man. They said, no, we don't know who that man is. So he says, that's the Grand Mufti, Mufti Azam of Pakistan. He was known as Mufti Azam, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan. Now can you imagine the Grand Mufti, he's carrying a pot and he's walking in the streets of Pakistan. Today, husband phones, the wife phones the husband and she says, bring one bag of potatoes and come. For him, he feels shy to carry that bag of potatoes. But our Akabirin were like this. The Mufti Azizur Rahman Sahab, who was the Grand Mufti of Darulum Dioband, he used to go to the marketplace, and for all the elderly, the widows, husbands that passed away, he used to take a list from them. And he used to take that list, what they needed from the marketplace, before going to madrasa. He used to go to the marketplace and buy everyone's need, and then he used to bring it and deliver it at their house. Then some auntie will say, she'll say, hey, you brought the wrong thing. This is not what I wanted. So he will go back to the marketplace. He will exchange, he'll buy the right thing. And then he will come and give it. And then he will go to Darul Iftar, then he will go serve the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So if this cup comes into a person, very far he will go. But also, this tazkiyah, what we're talking of is tazkiyah, tasawwuf. This is in Arabic what we call, it is a fi'l muta'addi. We know one is fi'l lazim, and one is an intransitive verb, and one is a transitive verb. So a fi'l lazim, fi'l lazim is just where you need fi'l and fa'il. And a fi'l muta'addi, where you need the doer and a person upon whom it is done. So in the tazkiyah, a person cannot make his own tazkiyah. Person might think, I'll read the kitab, I'll make my tazkiyah. You can't make your own tazkiyah. You will need the fa'il, you need a sheikh. And you'll need the maf'ul, you'll need the murid. So the sheikh will make the tazkiyah, he will make the tazkiyah and islah of the murid. Then the islah will get made. So this pride doesn't just come out, somebody has to tramp you. And when you get tramped, today nobody really does it. Because if you do it, we'll run away from the khanqah. It is very, very difficult. But in the previous times, they used to do it. And they used to go through so much of difficulty. Then tazkiyah of a person really gets made. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. In arkan ko bhi achi tarah mashq karne ke baad, agla sabak shuru kare. He says, after practicing these arkan, these postures, the ruku posture, the qawma posture, the jalsa posture, the sajda posture, then we go to the next sabak. Ye baat bar bar isliye likhi jati hai ke isko aasan aur maamooli samajhte hue tabiyat aage chalne ka taqaza karti hai. He says that this, I'm writing again and again. Practice upon this. Do the ruku, do the sajda, do the qawma. I'm writing this again and again. Why? Because we're going to understand that this is something simple. We all know this. Ruku we know, sajda we know. Who doesn't know these things? All these things I know. So because I know it, the temperament of a person is such that he will want to go forward. Now what's next? Finish up. What's next? We know all these things. Go to the next point. Magar yaad rakhye ke samajh mein aa jana aur baat hai aur amal mein aa jana dusri baat hai. But he says, understand that for you to understand something, that is one thing. And for you to bring it into practice, that is another thing. That is another thing. When a person is in difficulty, for example, take a parrot. If you take a parrot, the parrot learns, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You come into the house, you ask the parrot to read, La ilaha illallah. Some parrots, they give the full adhan also, they can give adhan. So all this they can do. But the day the parrot comes into the clutches of the cat, now what is the parrot going to say? That adhan is gone, that La ilaha illallah is gone, te, now it's going to make. When a person is in difficulty, somebody came and bumped him from the back. New car he bought. Now somebody came and from the back, new car, and he bumped it. What happens? Now when he comes out, what's going to come out of his tongue? Maybe vulgar words will come out at that time. Why? It's not in the heart. So he says to understand something. He has all the knowledge of deen. Understanding is one thing. And making amal on that thing, that is something else. One person was explained once. He says that one person, he bought a brand new car. He bought a new car. And the car was parked outside the house. And the son, small child, he found a rusted nail. What? Rusted nail. New car. He went and scratched the whole car. He scratched it. Around the whole car. Brand new car. Now what happened to the father? So much of anger, so much of anger. That's his child. He loves his child. Which father doesn't love his child? Small child. He took the same nail and he scratched the child. So what happened? Gangrene. So they said, we need to amputate the hand. So what the child said? He said, Abba, give me back my hand, I won't scratch your car. Give me back my hand. So we understand that anger is haram, this is not right, that is not, all this we understand. But the time to practice, that is the actual thing. That is why the tasawwuf is for this. Ma'lumat ko ma'mulat banana. What you know, make it ma'mulat. Now practice upon it. So that's what Hazrat is saying also. He says, to understand is one thing. Amal mein aajana dusri baat hai. Ke mashq ke baghair, waqt par yaad aajana mumkin nahi. If you're not going to practice this again and again, at the time when you need to remember it, you're not going to be able to remember it. Because you did not make practice, you only understood it. So this is the sabak on ruku, qawma and sajda. The next subject is in regards to qada and salam. Now we have come to the ending of our salah. The ruku is done, the sajda is done. Now we came to the final sitting posture and salam. Jis waqt banda ardash aur ta'zim aur arz hajat aur tasbih muwafiq apne hausla ke kar chuka. When a banda has already presented his entire need before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he read his surah Fatiha. He made the ta'zim and the greatness, expressed the greatness of Allah when he went into ruku, when he went into sajda. He presented his needs before Allah. He praised Allah Ta'ala according to his capability, according to his ability. The qabiliyat baithne ki hasil ki. Now he has become worthy of sitting before Allah Ta'ala. Understand, like a person, some mehman came. Now he came from far, so he came to your house. So when he came to your house, initially now we go out, we meet that person. Now we embrace one another. How was the trip? Are you tired? And you didn't have any problems, everything went well. Now we met the person, we spoke a little bit, made salam, embraced one another. Now we say, come, sit inside, we'll sit and talk. Come inside the house. Why are we standing outside? So now we take him inside and sit. So now when you have done everything, you have praised Allah, spoke of the greatness of Allah, presented your needs, etc. Now you have become worthy of sitting in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Agar che baitna samne aise baadsha ali ja ke tarke adab hai. He says, whereas normally sitting before such a great king, this is tarke adab. You're supposed to be standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. We're supposed to stand, not supposed to sit in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But he says, lekin mazmoon iska misal par is tarah samjhe. So he says that understand this sitting before Allah Ta'ala, understand it by an example. Everything he's giving example of the different aspects of salah. So he says the example, what's the example of this? Now you're sitting in front of Allah Ta'ala. Ki ye baitna roobaru apne sahib ke is waaste hai ke masalan jis waqt sahib paav apna daraz kare aur ye banda ke khidmat paabosi ki is par lazim hai baja laave. He says that one reason is this. He says understanding that when you understand it this way, that when you're sitting in front of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the example of this is like when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, for our understanding, is going to spread his feet now. So at that time, you will take the opportunity to serve Allah Ta'ala and kiss the feet of Allah Ta'ala. So you are waiting, when will Allah Ta'ala give me? So in other words, when will Allah Ta'ala give me this opportunity to become extremely close to him? So I will kiss the feet of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ye ke muntazir hukam ka hai. Or the other way of understanding is this, that you're waiting now. What is the command of Allah? What command is Allah Ta'ala going to give me? So I'm waiting for the command of Allah so I can implement whatever is the command of Allah. I will abide by sami'na wa atana. I will abide by the command of Allah Ta'ala. Lekin is maqam ko bhi ibadat se khali nahi rakhna chahiye. So now when you're waiting for the command of Allah, this time also mustn't be wasted. So at this time, there must be some ibadat in this time as well, in this sitting posture. Ke tuhfa durood aur salam ka, aur parna tashahud ka muqarrar hai. So therefore here, what Allah Ta'ala has stipulated for us, that whilst you're waiting for the command of Allah, so you have the gift of durood and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great gift, that even our salah hasn't been left without durood and salam. Which has been explained the other day also, Mona Bayezid Pandor. He mentioned this. He said that Allah Ta'ala says, "Wa aqimi salata li dhikri." Salah is for my remembrance. But in this, salah is incomplete if durood and salam is in sunnat muakkada to read salam, the salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? This will pull our salah now to acceptance. Which as Hakim Sahib Rahmatullahi say, "Agar salli ala naho zubapar, to kya asar hoga ahwa fughame." There's no durood on the tongue. You're crying, sobbing before Allah Ta'ala in dua. What effect will it have? Because the durood in the end, durood in the beginning, in the end, that will pull that dua to acceptance. So here also there's durood and salam. And here we will read the tashahud. Tashahud is recited over here. Istara par attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. I will translate it in English. So attahiyyatu lillah, all my verbal ibadat. Whatever verbal ibadat, attahiyyatu lillah is for Allah. Wa salawat, salawat refers to the physical ibadat. All my physical ibadat is for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wattayibat, tayibat refers to monetary, that all my monetary ibadah is for Allah. Meaning whatever ibadah, whether it is verbal, whether it is physical, whether it is monetary, everything is done only for Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. Now when Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned these three things for Allah, that my verbal, my physical, my monetary ibadah for Allah, Allah ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three things. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan Nabi. Peace be upon you, O Nabi. One. Wa rahmatullah. Second, the rahmat of Allah ta'ala. Wa barakatuh. And the barakat and the blessings of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. So a person, he serves Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala doesn't let him just go empty handed. Allah ta'ala will give him much more. So ya Allah ta'ala says, peace be upon you, O Nabi. The rahmat of Allah, the barakat of Allah. And then Allah ta'ala, then as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. That peace be upon us and the righteous servants of Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala. Meaning Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't forget the ummah. When Allah ta'ala says, peace be upon you, Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what about my ummah? As-salamu alayna, all of us, and all the righteous servants of Allah ta'ala. Ashhadu, so a person, he becomes righteous, he becomes pious. As it says that there is a register of the righteous people. And people in the world, they are reading namaz. All of them are saying, as-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. So when you among the salihin, you get the dua of all the people of the world. They are making dua for you. And then we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, that I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the servant of Allah and the Rasul of Allah.